Kia ora and welcome back. I'm with the Bondage Queen, Jojo Bellini, in the studio. Now, I want to talk about your show a little more.
Great.
It is funny.
Oh, very funny. It's a comedy cabaret. It sounds like I'm going to be doing strange things with fruit and vegetables. No, I will be. it's a comedy cabaret. It is the story of my life. It's about how I found my sexuality and my kink awakening through my life. And it is very silly and it's very funny. I talk about, fetish clubs that I've been to in the UK, mishaps, shall we say, of the sexual
Everyone's had mishaps. Exactly. Let's just clarify that. Everyone has mishaps.
and it's very silly. It's very fun. From my point of view, I don't think anyone in Christchurch will have seen anything quite like this. So they'll be laughing, they'll be singing. It's silly. It's fun because that's the thing about sex. Sex should be fun,
and life
should be fun. It's not just about the sex, our own personal sexualities or anything like that either. It's like everything we do in our life, we should be doing it because we want to, because we enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are some things we have to do, like work for money and those kind of things. But when it comes down to it, what do you do with that money? Do you live to work or do you work to live? And I think that's another thing that people have got to realize. And there's something for everyone with this show. It doesn't matter if you're a complete deviant or a complete vanilla person, you will find something exactly for you. And if you are a vanilla person, you will get an education.
And it's also a right to be vanilla.
Oh, completely. I love it. There's a kink for that as well. There's a fetish for everything. And the thing is, it's great to be vanilla, but all I would like to say to some vanilla people, there's more than missionary position, okay?
Do you help, find that the comedy helps bridge that gap, though? Like, remove some of the stigma around what you talk about?
Completely. I think when it comes down to, I think humour can alleviate a lot of very serious issues that people find.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing, is what I have found here in New Zealand myself, is until I get you people behind closed doors, you're very repressed. But the moment that the Joneses aren't watching anymore, it's quite a different story, and it seems that it's one of the last bastions of taboo is BDSM.
Yeah.
Because the thing about BDSM is everyone thinks it's about pooing on each other and hurting each other. There is a whole range out there. It's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. That brings up a good point. Like, do you find New Zealand like an interesting environment to do this show in? Like, we can be kind of considered sort of stoic people, and like sex is, I was always I actually mentioned it on the show earlier, but when I was the editor of the student publication at the university, I got on the front page of the newspaper because not seriously, but I had proposed a communal student-run OnlyFans.
Nice.
Yeah. And it got on the front page of the newspaper and this whole big kerfuffle. And, like, to me and to the people who knew me, obviously satirical, but, like, the mere thought of it enraged some people and just shocked them.
Yeah, well, this is another thing is, about OnlyFans. I'll just take it to OnlyFans.
So there
was a cello player who, during the worldwide lockdown of everybody, just a cello player who was playing cello literally in their clothes the whole time, who was making a killing on OnlyFans because people wanted to see her work. This is like, I find that hilarious because OnlyFans, apparently that's only to do with dildos in orifices.
But there's so much more.
There is so much more on OnlyFans. But of course, it was originally set up as a sexual network and a voyeuristic type site. But yeah, it is amazing. The outrage. Oh my goodness. How dare young people express their sexuality. Well, guess what? Your mum and your dad had sex, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And so, and also grandma and grandpa did too. And this is things that people, like people forget, and somehow people hit 35 onwards and believe they've got to be this stoic, unsexual thing. And it's so weird because, you know, they talk about women over 40 being invisible. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk down the street and nobody, you know, it's actually quite nice. I must admit, it's quite nice being invisible at some stage in your life because it's like you don't get, you know, people, you know, picking you up and this kind of the other. But at the same time, it's like apparently anyone over 35 is not attractive, not sexually active, and doesn't enjoy stuff. And it's like, so anyone who's in their 20s out there who's like, ew, old people sex, guess what? You're going to be that person in about 15 years' time.
Oh, yikes. So is New Zealand like a good place to perform this, a difficult place? What have you found?
I find it exhilarating performing this kind of a show because for me, whether people love it or hate it, trust me, everyone has been loving it, but for me, it is something new, it's something different, it's something that for me, I think it's Kiwi audiences if you break down that stoic barrier, which I believe I can do with my audiences, and just let them have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, is this what fun is? This is fantastic.
And that is just part of it. It's like slowly getting people there, coercing them to the fun side.
Exactly. And I think we all need a bit of fun and we all need a bit of a release now. I mean, we're very fortunate here in New Zealand because we've got less lockdown and we've got less than other places. However, looking into the history of Christchurch alone, I mean, you guys have had it pretty rough over the past 10 years. And so, you know, come along and have a bit of sweet release. It'll be good.
Yeah, so remind us of all the details one last time.
Okay, the show is called Bondage Queen Sings the Hits. It's at 9 o'clock at Good Times Comedy Club on St. Asaph.
St. Asaph Street.
Asaph Street. You can get your tickets through Humanitics. It's at 9 p.m. because I definitely have to be on after the watershed hour. And it's going to be amazing. However, and the thing is tickets are anywhere from $20 to $25 for this. However, I've got a deal with, there's a amazing comedian called Shri Nair who is going to be on at 7 o'clock and you can get a 2-for-1 deal for $25. Oh. So you can go see Shri at 7 o'clock and then me, then you have a little like 1 hour break of drinky poos and fun times and then you can see me at 9 o'clock so you can make a night of it on Friday night.
Yeah, we had Shri on the show the other day. What a stacked lineup. What a great night. What a good contrast as well. Well, Jojo, thank you so much for coming on.
You're more than welcome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And I love how early in the morning we're having this conversation as
well. I know, it's great.
So Friday night, everyone go. Have a great time. Thank you once again so, so much for coming on.
You're more than welcome, my darling.